Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
The headline, of course, today is the shot clock continues to count down towards a potential government shutdown. In just the last hour, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy put forward a plan that would have funded the government for another 30 days, giving Congress a little more time to get their work done on the appropriations bills and fully fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year. That plan did not pass. We want to take a look at beyond the headline, didn't make it. Why did that happen? And more importantly, what comes next? Is there anything beyond more fake fights and false choices? Can anything be done between now and the end of the day on Sunday?
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Very busy day in our nation's capital as the clock continues to count down when the government needs to be funded. A lot of things going on behind the scenes, a lot of back and forth in front of the scenes and in front of the cameras, to be sure. Really pleased to have joining us on the line from Washington, D.C., Congressman Blake Moore. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Give us a quick update in terms of what is actually going on, where are we, and what comes next.
Absolutely. So there's two big things that take place during this time of year. One, you either pass the 12 appropriations bills that colloquially is used as like funding the government, right? Or to avoid a shutdown, you need to pass the 12 appropriations bills: defense, veterans, interior, labor, homeland security, ag, state and foreign ops, legislative branch. Those big things. You got to pass 12 bills. They have to be passed in the House and the Senate and signed into law. Or you have to do what's called a continuing resolution or a stopgap funding measure to extend the timeline so you have a chance to finish those bills. We have only passed 4 out of 12. The Senate hasn't finalized theirs yet either, and that has to be done by October 1st. So in order to have the time to get those appropriations bills done, you need to do what's called that CR, the continuing resolution. Unfortunately, we just lost that vote in the House. That vote failed. I supported it. It has a really good approach to it. It's supported by most all Republicans. A handful of Republicans, you know, bowed out of doing it. What it would otherwise do is it gives us a month timeline, and it also implements the strongest border policy known to the legislative world, right? Mm-hmm. And we've now sabotaged our ability to do that. We otherwise could have used this moment to accomplish two things: keep those individuals paid. I represent the top 5% of federal workers in the country. Hill Air Force Base, the IRS Processing Center. These folks are going to still continue to do their job, and they're going to show up to a $0 paycheck for the next few weeks until Congress gets their act together and figures this out. And so we failed at that just a moment ago, but we're going to be here this weekend and trying to lock it down.
All right. And so as you look at the time frame and kind of the go forward, I think it's important, as you mentioned, a lot of those critical services do continue to roll, and people in our military will continue to show up and do their job, even though they won't be expecting a paycheck until after the funding has been done and the shutdown actually ends. So as you look at the path forward, Congressman, over the next 36 hours, really, what do you expect to see? We know there's been movement on the Senate side in terms of a version there. House Democrats seem to be on board with a Senate version. What do you see? What's kind of the next step in terms of this process?
Well, here's the part to remember. Any bill that is going to pass when it's divided government has to have support from both sides of the aisle. The Senate bill easily obtained that. And so they're going to send that over to the House at some point. We don't know when or what timeline, but I think they're ready and they're close. Early next week, after the official shutdown starts, I think you'll see a lot more pressure to get that elevated and onto the House floor. And that's my best guess right now. Now, it may not be presented by our leadership, by the Republican leadership, by Speaker McCarthy, but there is multiple procedural options to get that to the floor so it can force a vote and get this done. So I wish that our CR would have passed today. It was overwhelmingly supported by the vast majority of Republicans from across the conference, just a few holdouts. And there's not a real – they don't have a strong reason other than they want to pass appropriations bills. But we've tried that, too, for the last 3 months, and there's been a lot of hangups in getting those done. So it's kind of in a world right now of, you know, we've got to get this done. So I think early next week you'll see some of these versions that could ultimately be signed into law get some attention. And this weekend, it will just be a little bit more of jockeying going around.
Okay. Great perspective. Great insight. I always appreciate you carving out time for us to give us that live and instant update from our nation's capital. Representative Blake Moore, good luck over the weekend. We'll still hold out hope that maybe there's a chance of a chance. Something can squeak its way through. If not, we'll look to early next week. And hopefully this is one of those shutdowns that's measured in hours or days, not weeks. And we'll look forward to that as well. Thanks so much for dialing in today.
Thank you.
Great perspective there. That's just right out of the vote, Congressman Blake Moore. And when you think that through, I was glad that the congressman pointed out the fact that in his district, 27,000 folks that are either working at Hill Air Force Base, part of the Department of Defense, or the IRS, and that those folks will all show up on Monday and go to work, even though they won't be expecting a paycheck until the government shutdown is ended and funding begins. And so there will be a lag there. Again, I'm hopeful that this will be one of those in hours, even hours rather than days. It doesn't seem like there's a lot to be angling on in terms of that. There is still possibilities. There's still 36 hours to go until the formal process would begin in terms of the shutdown. But it's also important to keep in mind the perspective in terms of what that actually means. There are all of the essential functions that continue to happen. We talked about those in terms of military. And a lot of those individuals are going to show up to do the work because that's what they do. And then hopefully the back end comes quickly. We also know that this impacts small businesses. It impacts a lot of folks up and down the process. But there are a lot of things that do just continue to roll. So when we think of it as a government shutdown, it isn't as though we hit midnight and someone flips the switch and everything turns off. There are still all the essential functions that go on. If you looked at a Senate office or a House office, for example, it doesn't mean there's nobody there. To deal with constituent services. There may be a skeleton staff. Those deemed absolutely essential will be there, and they'll be in the same boat as our military people. They'll be there. They won't be getting paid until after a potential shutdown ends. But those are the folks who just keep showing up and doing the work and keeping it all moving forward. We're going to see a lot of theatrics over the next 36 hours. And sadly, that's become the process. Rather than having a process that is a process, meaning debating, amending, voting, debating, amending, voting, getting to a bill that you can get passed and signed by the president, we end up with just a lot of theatrical machinations and all kinds of things in terms of fundraising and all the other political stuff that drives most of us just absolutely crazy. So the question for me, as I look to both the Republicans, again, who just voted down their own version of a stopgap measure that would keep the government open for another 30 days to do the work, and the Democrats in the House, who have said, we won't vote for that, even though it would keep the government open, we're going to wait until the Senate passes something and sends it across because, of course, the Senate is controlled by the Democrats. So clearly there were enough Democrats, I think, in those middle districts that could have voted for what was just voted down. Not a single one did. So they were in lockstep on the Democratic side of the aisle. And so they're, again, watching that whole thing play out from a political standpoint as well. But here's the real issue. And here's what we actually have to get to. And that is no one on either side of the aisle has proposed anything that would change the dynamic in terms of spending, transparency, accountability when it comes to how the government spends your money. Nobody. There hasn't been a proposal from either the left or the right to be included in the funding that deals with Social Security and Medicare shortfalls. No one is talking about any of those things. No one's talking about real debates about defense spending. No one's really having a proposal in terms of solving so much of these big issues that if we don't fix, everything else is kind of window dressing. About 63% of the budget is big automatic spending. And so we're haggling over a lot of the pennies while the dollars are just gobbling us up, hurting our economy, making us less safe, and again, driving that national debt north of $33 trillion. And so if we're going to have a serious fight and the potential of a serious shutdown, We should get members on both the left and the right to have a serious conversation about the fiscal future of the country.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.